We're doing two most up the Perek Dalit. I'm a flesh mikzat tuma umasot. A person had 100 se'ah, and he takes one se'ah for truma. Now, really, he has in mind to take off 1/50, so he plans on taking off more. And this is what he plans on doing. So he's mafrish miktzat tuma masod. He took off a little bit of what he plans on taking off as the complete truma and miser from this pile. Now, in essence, he has a problem now. Because let's say he had 100 saw. So for 50 saw, he's supposed to take off one. For the other 50, he's supposed to take off one. So now he took off half the truma he needed. The other truma that he needs to take off has to come off from the tevel, not from the part that's already chulin. So how does he do that? The Mishnah says you could do that. We'll say that whatever you take off next is also from the tevel. Mafrish motzi mimenu tuma alav. You could still take out the second section that you want to take off from that same pile. And we say halachically that whatever you take off now is also tevel. Aval lo lemakom acher. But let's say you have another pile that's tevel. You can't take off from this pile another two saw for the other pile, because there, who's to say that what you got is the tevel? When you're taking off from this pile onto this pile, so we say, okay, you took off one saw. We'll say that the second saw you took off is also tevel. But we won't let you get away with that for a different pile. Yeah?
What was the last point?
I have pile A, 100 saw. I should take off 2 saw, I took off 1. Technically, half of it is fixed. When I take off the next saw, who's to say if what I took is from the fixed part or the next fixed part? I need from the tevel, I don't need from the chulin. So we say, halachically, no, we'll treat it that you took off from the tevel and that's okay. Take the second saw from this pile. So you'll be a wise Alec and you'll say, fine, I want to take off 3 saw, another one for this pile, another 2 for my next pile. So that we say you can't do, because on the next saw for this pile, we're willing to let you get away with this idea that what you took is the right saw. But for another pile, there we stay. Who's to say, maybe you took the wrong 2 saw, maybe these 2 are already chulin.
The reason why you want to take off for a different pile on this pile?
Whatever. Rabbi Meir Omer, Af Motziu Mimakom Acher, Tuma Umaser. Rabbi Meir says you could do it for another place as well. Not only for this place. You could do it for another pile. You could take off those other 2. If a person had his fruits in storage, v'natan sale v'neviu sale ani, and he gave one se'ah to the levi, one se'ah to the poor. So then Mafrish at Shmonesin Vochlan Divrei Rabbi Meir. So then Rabbi Meir says that you could eat from that drawer another 8 and you're okay, because what we're talking about here is a situation where you're a worker and you're a kosher Jew and you're working by a balabais who you don't trust for maaser. And the balabayis goes to the storage and he offers you food. And you see that just before he offers you food, he gives one se'ah to the levi and one se'ah to the ani. So we assume what he gave to the levi is ma'aser rishon, what he gave to the ani is ma'aser ani. Truma, they were never suspect on. They were always careful with truma. The amaratim. So Tana Kama, Rabbi Meir holds that you could eat up to Eitzah, going with the assumption that he already gave off Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani. V'chachmim omerim eino mafrish ela lefi cheshbon. The Chachamim say, no, you can't eat eight saw. You can't figure, okay, I ate one saw today, I'll eat another saw tomorrow, I'll eat a third saw the next day. Really, what happened here was the Babais is Namarit. So we assume that he doesn't know. He took a bunch, gave the Ani and the Levi, and he figures whatever I'll eat in this meal, I gave my Maestros for. The rest will be a gift. So you can't go and eat eight saw based on what he gave, because he doesn't know. He's an Amoritz. He only gave enough for this meal. Ah, you saw him give more than enough for this meal? That's because he rounded up. He figures I'll give it as a gift. And that's why Chachamim say he wasn't mitaken more than that.
He gives it as a gift, it doesn't count.
Doesn't count as Maaser, right.
So it's suspect that perhaps not the whole entire saw was considered Maaser. Therefore, you can assume that the other remaining 80% is now kosher.
Shiur Truma, how much Truma do you have to give? Ayin Yafa, Achat Ma'arba'im, Bet Shammai Amrim Mishloshim. Ve'benonit Mechamishim, Ve'ra Mishishim, and each time Bet Shammai go 10 less. They say Benoni is 40, Ra is 50. Taram Ve'alav Yadu Achat Mishishim, Truma Ve'ino Tzich Litrom. Let's say he estimated, and he said, okay, this is Truma. He thought it would end up being 1/50th, and it turns out that no. It was 1/60th, so it's Truma, and he doesn't have to add. Chazal Vosi, so he was Yotze, because he took a measurement that Chazal gave us. Chazal did say you could do 1/40th, 50th, or 60th. He meant to do 1/50th, he ended up with 1/60th, it was Chal. Now he's going to take off new Truma from the Chulin, so that doesn't take effect. He can't take off new Truma from Chulin. You need Tevel in order to take off Truma. So the new portion that he's going to take off, that is Chayav B'Masrot. He has to take, he has to give a Maaser on that. Ordinarily, you don't give Maaser from Truma. But this is Tevel. This isn't clean. You didn't take off Maaser from this. This isn't real Truma. So you got to take off Maaser.
Okay, just as a question. If someone takes off Achad B'Shivim Nagid, is that considered Truma Deraita or not Truma B'Chal?
It's a good question. It would seem it's considered Truma Deraita. Meaning, you went against Chachamim Stakana, but Midoraisa you chita achat poteret et kol akri.
And Shara is free.
It would seem that way. So you're going to ask me from the Mishnah earlier in the Perek, where we said you could take off twice. So he took off 1/100th. Chore was Chal.
Right.
Right. Yeah. It's a good question. Maybe if we'll have a chance, we'll go into it. Not tonight. Alav Yado Mishishim Echad. What happens if he ends up with once out of 61? So then he didn't take a shear that Chachamim instituted. So then we say, Tumah V'Echzo V'Yitrom K'mot Shu Lamud. So then he should take off more Truma, whatever he's used to giving, 160, 50th, or 40th. And that addition, he's allowed to measure, even though ordinarily we're going to see Chazal forbade measuring Truma, being that the Torah says, V'nechshav lachem Trumatchem, Chazal darshin, that should be Be'omed.
That,
right, we saw that. But in this case, being that he wants to get it right, so there Chazal permitted it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Av Shelo Min HaMukaf. Rabbi Yehuda says, even though ordinarily you need to take off Truma Min HaMukaf from the fruits that are adjacent, you don't take off Truma fruits here for fruits that are over there. But in this instance, you may, because that whole institution, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is only when you start taking off Truma. In this instance, where you're not starting, you're just finishing off something that you started, Mina Mukaf, you may do it, Shelo Mina Mukaf. So what we see so far? We saw in the first Mishnah that if you took off a partial amount, you could finish it off from that same pile, but you can't use that pile for something else, because who knows if what you're taking out is really the Tevel part or the Chulin part. The Mishnah said if you have a boss who has a storage house, he takes off a sa'ah for the Levi, a sa'ah for the Ani, so you could keep eating 8 sa'ah and assume that that's the amount he gave for this amount of food. And that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Chachamim say, no, you can only finish that meal because the rest he probably gave him as a gift. The Mishnah then said, Truma, if you're a good-hearted guy, you give 1/40, otherwise 1/50, and if you're with a bad eye, then 1/60. Beit Shammai say it's 1/30, 1/40, or 1/50. Let's say a person wanted to be mafresh 1/50, but he ended up with 1/60, that's it, it's chal. If he wants to add, so then he has to be mafresh meiser on that, because what he's adding is really the chulin, it's not complete teva. What happens if he meant to take off 1/50 and he got 1 out of 61? So then we say, you got to add again, because it's not one of the Shurim Chachamim said, and you can even measure it. Rabbi Yehuda says, another kula, you could do Shelo Min HaMukaf. Notice that in this instance it would seem, you do not have to be Mafresh Maisros on it. So then the question is, how does that work? You know, Midoraisa, one kernel is enough. So it seems that let's leave it hanging. It's a good question. How do these two points work, the first Mishnah and this? If he tells the messenger, go take off Truma, so you know he has a choice, 40, 50, or 60, so we say he shouldn't do whatever he feels like, it's not his grain, do what the master wants. Let's say he did 1/40 or 1/60. It was a bad messenger. The boss wanted 1/50. If he didn't know what the Baal Bayit wanted and he did a little more or less, but if he knew what the Baal Bayit wanted and he decided, I'm going to do a little more or on his account, so then nothing's chal, because he didn't do his shlichut, he had no right to do that. Let's say someone wants to give a lot of truma, what's the maximum? Rabbi Reza Omer, Echad Masara, the maximum is 1/10. You see that truma's meiser is 1/10 of the meiser, so you see the word truma could be a tenth. So fine, that's the maximum. You do more than that, it doesn't have a shame truma, whatever's beyond 1/10. So again, Rabbi Eliezer says, if you want to give extra truma, so then the maximum is 1/10. Kitumat maaser, as we find this concept in Trumas Meiser. Yet tell me, Ken, what happens if you did more than this? You gave more than 1/10. You gave half. So now you have a situation where 50, you said is truma, and 50 is chulin. Now of the 50 you said is truma, 10 are really truma, and the other 40 are not, but they're all mixed. So what should you do? Yasena tumat maaser, you give it to a Levi, and you tell the Levi, look, buddy, you have to make trumas maaser for your maaser. Every time you get maaser, you have to take off trumas maaser. So what you do is make this trumas maaser for other stuff that you have. Yasena tumat maaser le makom acher. Rabbi Ishmael Omer, Rabbi Ishmael says the maximum is Mechta Chulin Mechta Tumah. You could go 50-50. It says Reshit Degancha. You could have it equal, the Reshit and the Degancha, yours and the coins. Rabbi Tafon, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ad Sheishir Sham Chulin. Rabbi Akiva, they say all you got to do is have some leftovers, because the Torah just says you should be Mafrish. To be Mafrish means that there's something left over. If this is the Reishis, that means there has to be Shiare Nikarin, a recognizable leftover portion. So long as there's a recognizable leftover portion, you could give them 99%. That's also good.
Going back to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar, sorry, he's bringing 50 Se'ah to the Levi, and 40 of that is Chulin. And he's saying to him, I'm going to give you 10 for your maser, and the remaining you're going to give out, you're going to take us trumas from other things.
Again?
He's got 50 sa'ah, and he brings it to the Levi. He says, here, Levi, take yours, which is, take your maser, and the rest, which is,
He has 50 now. So 10 of those 50 is truma. The other 40 is really it's not chulin, because he hasn't yet taken off maaser rishon. So what he could do is that other 40, he says, okay, this is tevel for maaser rishon. I'll combine it with more tevel for maaser rishon, and I'll be mafresh it as maaser rishon, these 40. Yeah. Plus, then I'll take it with another, I'll take it and make a trumas maaser.
It doesn't matter if the 10% he took off is truma or not truma?
He had 100,
yeah.
He took off 50.
Yeah.
Of those 50, 10 are truma, no
which
problem.
10?
We don't know which 10.
Does it matter which 10?
No, because what we say is we have this mixture. 40, which is really tovel lemaiser. It has the maiser mixed in. You haven't yet the mafresh maiser on it. And 10, which are truma. So what we say you could do is you take this mixture of 50 and you say, fine, 10 of them are good, they're truma. The other 40 I'm going to make maaser rishon. I'll combine them with more stuff that's chayv in maaser rishon.
You can decide whichever 10 is going to be truma.
You can't decide. You don't know which are going to be. Somewhere within this mixture you have 10 that are truma. That's your problem. If you could decide, you'd have no problem.
Yeah.
The problem is that you can't decide. So you have a mixture. You have 10 and 40 mixed.
Okay.
So the 10 are fine. The 40 you'll make into maaser rishon. And then you'll make them into trumas maaser. You have to combine them with other piles in order for that to be the right quantity.
How are you going to make it into Meiser? It's got, you have this pile of truma.
You say, wherever it is, I want the 40 to be Meiser Rishon.
The whole 40.
Then you say, I want the whole 40 to be Trumas Meiser of a bigger batch of Meiser Rishon, of a 400 batch of Meiser Rishon, or a 360 plus the 40. A total 400 batch of maaser rishon, I'll make that trumas maaser.
Then the 40 stays as maaser shein.
As trumas maaser, together with truma, which from the coin's perspective is identical, truma and trumas maaser.
Okay.